From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions heat up on the Korean Peninsula. North and South Korean officials held talks deep into the night Sunday trying to avert a war. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress. Thousands of migrants traveled by train, bus, and foot through Macedonia and Serbia on their way to Hungary. But Hungarian authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are fleeing conflicts in their homelands. They hope to get to Hungary because once they enter European Union territory, they will have easier access to the rest of the continent. Lebanese protesters and police battled in Beirut Sunday in the midst of an ongoing trash crisis. Security forces sprayed thousands of demonstrators with water cannon in a second night of rallies. Beirut residents are angry after weeks of trash piling up around the country following the shutdown of a landfill. The Lebanese protests are also voicing anti-government sentiment in a country that has been without a president for more than a year. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed the convoy of Lieutenant General Tukur Buratai at a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. The army says troops responded with heavy gunfire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. The army says one soldier was killed in the gun battle, while 5 others were wounded. This is VOA News. 3 Americans who tackled a gunman on a Paris-bound train Friday are being hailed as heroes in France, where French President François Hollande will meet them on Monday. Lisa Bryant has more on the incident.
French authorities have identified the gunman aboard the Amsterdam to Paris train by his digital fingerprints. He's a Moroccan in his mid-20s called Ayoub El Kazani. He's known to Spanish and French intelligence and has links to militant Islam. According to reports, he's lived in southern Spain, France, and Belgium in recent months and has traveled to Syria. He remains in custody outside Paris, where French counterterrorism officials continue to question him. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital Sunday. The embassy closed 4 years ago following an attack by protesters. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was in Tehran for a ceremony where he declared the embassy open.
Maintaining dialogue, even under the most difficult conditions, is crucially important, and our embassies around the world play a critically important role in maintaining that dialogue.
Hammond called the visit Sunday an historic moment in relations between the two countries, noting it was the first visit by someone in his position since 2003. Nepal has opened Mount Everest to climbers for the first time since an earthquake triggered an avalanche that killed 18 climbers earlier this year. More than 400 teams were forced to abandon their attempts to climb Everest after an earthquake-triggered avalanche destroyed a popular route up the mountain. The April 25th earthquake left nearly 9,000 people dead. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden appears to be seriously weighing a run for the Democratic presidential nomination. He has been phoning campaign donors and supporters in recent days as he explores his prospects. Biden interrupted a visit to his home state of Delaware Saturday for a private luncheon at his official residence in Washington with Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. She is a favorite among liberals. Biden's consideration of joining the race comes as political surveys show support slipping for current frontrunner Hillary Clinton in the midst of questions about her use of a private email server during her 4-year stint as the country's top diplomat. Forces from the United Arab Emirates have rescued a British national 18 months after he was kidnapped in eastern Yemen. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond confirmed the rescue in a statement Sunday. The Foreign Office did not give the hostage's name. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.